Land of the Free Because of the Brave. Commentary. On November 5th, Americans across the nation voted for the 47th President of the United States, members of the U.S. Congress, and officials in their state and local governments. With a blue or black pen in hand, voters of different backgrounds and beliefs actively participated in our democracy, not solely as Republicans and Democrats, but as Americans. When Americans stand alone in polling booths at schools, gyms, and community centers, we exercise our God-given right to choose the men and women who will represent us in government and lead our nation. Every American citizen has the incredible duty and responsibility of voting in elections, and it must not be taken for granted. For example, dictators Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua have tightened their grip on power and stifled opposition to their rule. Additionally, Russia and Iran are attempting to usurp the sovereignty of Ukraine and Israel. Finally, consider that in China, Cuba, Laos, North Korea, and Vietnam, one-fifth of the world's population currently lives under single-party communist regimes more than three decades after the end of the Cold War. As Governor Ronald Reagan said in his first inaugural address in 1967, freedom is a fragile thing and is never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation. Looking back on America's history, Reagan was right. General George Washington led the Continental Army to victory over the British to establish a new nation with a government of, by, and for the people. General Ulysses S. Grant and the Union Army's courageous fight against slavery during the Civil War preserved the Union and the freedoms upon which America was founded. And in the last century, the brave men and women in our nation's military have defended our freedom against the forces of fascism, communism, and radical Islamic terrorism. Generations of heroic men and women in uniform have held the line in defense of our homeland, our values, and our freedom. This Veterans Day, we honor their courage and patriotism. We personally feel this commitment to honor those who have served. Newt's father spent 27 years in the U.S. Army and served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Additionally, Calista's uncle served in the Philippines during World War II and was killed in action in 1945 helping to defeat the Japanese Empire. Three of her other uncles served in Europe during World War II as well. We invite you to thank our veterans and consider supporting one of the many charitable organizations that help veterans and their families, such as Folds of Honor. Established in 2007, Folds of Honor is a nonprofit organization that provides educational scholarships to the spouses and children of fallen or disabled military and first responders. Since the organization's founding, more than 52,000 scholarships totaling approximately $244 million have been awarded to the loved ones of those who have served our country. On Veterans Day, Election Day, and every day, we must remember the courageous men and women who have bravely stood on the front lines in service to our country. This Veterans Day, let us take a moment to offer our deepest thanks and prayers for America's veterans and their families. It is because of their service and sacrifice that America remains free. From Gingrich360.com.